Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Jamie here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Jamie, a lot of times people have knee-jerk reactions to problems and don't realize they might be making them worse instead of better. Someone who wants a thorough analysis of a problem and a response to that about a part-time legislature, our next guest, Tom Watkins, a business and educational consultant, both in the United States and China, former state superintendent, state mental health director, and department chief of staff under Governor James Blanchard. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I am absolutely great. Good to talk to you today.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about this idea, and as I read it with great interest, it seemed as if you cut through the chaff to get to the wheat and really had figured out that we need to know what we're doing before we just have a response to it that we may regret.
Well, certainly having young adult teenage children, they'll tell you to chill sometimes before you rush forward. I've worked in Lansing and seen governors come and go, going back to Governor Milliken and work with some key legislators over the time. But we know, I don't think there's very many people that step up and say that that what we did with term limits in 1992 is something that served the state of Michigan well.
Right.
So let's take a look at it. Before you'd rush off and make expensive repairs to your car or have a major surgery, would you take some time to make sure you've diagnosed the problem accurately? Now, we've gone from the frying pan into the fire by saying, let's go trade term limits for some type of a part-time legislature. And I think that we should just take a step back and analyze it, look at it, and say, what is the problem that we're trying to fix? And is this the answer that's really going to fix what we perceive is the ills in our legislative process?
It's interesting, as you mentioned, most people like their individual legislator, or at least the person they vote for that office, but they have very little respect for the body as a whole, and decide that, hey, we're going to throw the bums out and punish them in some way. I don't know if that is really conducive to our best interests.
Well, it's always somebody else's bum. Your bum, your legislator is always, as you pointed out, is very good. And this is a problem that's not here just in Lansing. If you look at the ratings of Congress today, it's pretty dismal. I think it's a natural reaction kind of to that institution. But there's nothing more important than our democracy and making our government work, whether that's at a school board level, city, county, state, and nationally. And having, any business, whether it's a quality radio program like yours, talent matters. Having good quality people with experience does make a difference.
To get some answers and really to find out where this would take us, you mentioned the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, a private, not-for-profit public affairs research organization, and laying out the pros and cons and then making an informed decision.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at somebody not from the left, not from the right, not with a political agenda. And, the Citizens Research Council have been around for more than 80 years. I call them the Sergeant Friday of public policy debates, where they just lay out the facts, take a look at the information that is happening around the country, and to say, where do we find a new, a better, a different way of doing something? As I pointed out, when I was reading this and the arguments, which I oftentimes hear on talk radio, is, well, other states do it this way. And when I hear that, I can remember my mother and my grandmother's words coming into my mind saying, well, if your friends jumped off the bridge, would you just jump off too? Just because another state is doing it doesn't mean that it could or should work here in Michigan. So having someone like the Citizens Research Council, which has been around a long time, that is known, is objective, it's just the facts. There's other organizations, certainly, that can do it. Public Sector Consultants is another one that comes to mind. But to have someone analyze, take a look at what is wrong, and then ask, what is the best way to fix it, and then the question is, can it be sold to the people of the state of Michigan? Because these are constitutional questions which would require a vote of the people.
Tom, I think there was a time when no one had indoor plumbing either, but that doesn't mean that we stopped trying to improve the situation.
Exactly.
And if you have a bad elbow, I don't think that you amputate your arm at the shoulder.
No, it's not that. And, you know, the first executive director of the Citizens Research Council, and people can find, there's so much good information at their website, which is www.crcmish.org. But their first executive director of the Citizens Research Council, I think, had it right when he said that the right to criticize government is also an obligation to know what you're talking about. So let's, before we go out and make these kind of changes, let's make sure that we know what we're talking about. Look, there's a lot of good people that I've served with, and there's some great legislators that are there now. Let's make sure that if we're going to change it, it's going to be a change for the better.
Information is our friend. Let's try to get as much as we can before we make a decision we're going to regret.
Yeah, absolutely. There's many ways where we run off, and currently I think most people would say that that is where we ran off too quick in the early 90s and look for a fix with term limits, and most people say that it hasn't fixed what ails the state of Michigan.
Tom Watkins, President and CEO of TDW and Associates, Michigan State Superintendent of Schools from 2001 to 2005, and State Mental Health Director before that, 1986 to 1990, served four governors and citizens of two states. Tom, can we talk to you again about China in the near future?
I would love to do that. There's a lot going on, and you know, that when we think we have problems back here in this state, all we have to do is look to China and what happened there just about a month ago with that earthquake that's killed 70,000 people. There's ways that you can help, and I would love to talk to you about that someday.
Tom, thanks so much for your time, and we'll be in touch soon.
Look forward to it. Have a good one.
1320 WILS.